This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Nick Rigone, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at Ascension. Nick, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So I know that you have launched recently the Care for All campaign at Ascension. Can you tell us about that campaign and how it came about?
Sure. So Care for All is really our, over the last couple of years, since right around the time of the pandemic, we started a national brand campaign, really to emphasize two things. One is a safety for our patients and those that we're trusted to care for, and safety for our own associates. At the beginning of COVID, people really wanted to hear from us and other community leaders about what we're doing to keep people safe. And so we started, you know, I started rebranding our system about 8 years ago. In the last couple of years, that branding work has accelerated. So 3 years ago, we started really national brand campaign. And the first, so this Care for All campaign now is kind of the third iteration of a three-part campaign. The first campaign was called Your Care is Our Calling, and it featured the song by Kelly Lang, who is a former patient of ours, that she wrote about her care journey, called I'm Not Going Anywhere. And it was really, it touched a chord. It was really popular with our associates. And then we followed up last year with another campaign called Our Gratitude Campaign. It was really about our associates and why they loved working for Ascension. And so we just launched the third piece of this kind of trilogy around our brand story called, Care for All. And it's really about caring for the entire community and making a conscious effort to make sure that the campaign spoke to everybody. We care for everybody, and our mission, it calls for serving those most vulnerable and advocating for a compassionate, just society. And so when we thought about this campaign, we thought, you know, we want to make sure it looks like those that we serve, that it was diverse in how it looked and how it felt. We use the word deserve in it. You deserve great equitable care. You deserve to have access to care all the time. You deserve better outcomes. And it was really important that we made that emphasis. We wanted it to speak to people that felt like they deserve to have the best care. They deserve to have access to care. They deserve to have equitable outcomes. And we know that during COVID, you know, health equity or health inequity, it revealed during COVID, those schisms were revealed that there's real health inequity in our society. And so this campaign was born out of the idea that we are focused on leveling the playing field when it comes to access to care, to good outcomes, and making sure that it resonated with not just with those that we serve, with our associates too. And I think it's done all that.
Absolutely. I think that's amazing to hear. And especially as you're talking about Ascension, a system that is very sprawling, has lots of different kinds of communities and touches people in many different ways and aspects. I'm wondering, could you talk a little bit further about how the campaign supports that mission towards health equity, especially those efforts? What does that look like from the marketing side of things in this campaign and the messaging, and how that dovetails into other efforts that the healthcare system is doing on the ground to really make that come to fruition?
Sure. And it's a great question. And one of the, you know, we've done a lot of research on this. And one of the things that we know is that those that we serve, and I would assume this is with most patients, not just Ascension patients, but those that we serve want to be listened to. They want to be respected. They want to be heard. And they want to be cared for, somebody who understands them personally and maybe understands their ethnicity, their race, their cultural background, and that is attuned to that. And it's really important. They want their caregivers to understand them as an individual and everything that they've gone through, and not just from a clinical standpoint, but understanding their whole being. And so we knew that through our research, and just in I know that in talking to our clinicians every day and talking to our caregivers and even focus grouping our own patients. And that's really important. And so as we thought about this campaign, we wanted to communicate that, in part, that, you know, we are listening to you. Listening and respect is a big part of the campaign. You know, like I said, the care that you deserve, the outcomes that you deserve, the quality that you deserve, those are really important things for our consumers and patients to hear. And so as we thought about the campaign and we thought about emphasizing that, you know, our caregivers are amazing, and they really do try to, they do listen to and are attuned to our patients, you know, body, mind, spirit, their entire needs. They're attuned to, you know, the social determinants that go into good health and making sure we're looking at that too. And so we felt like in this campaign, we wanted to represent the extraordinary work that our caregivers are already doing. And some of the, you know, some of the vignettes out of the campaign came right from our own caregivers who relayed that to us and said, you know, this is what our patients are telling us. This is what we're seeing. This is what they like about coming. This is why they choose to come to Ascension. This is why they entrust us with their care. And I think it really does come through in the campaign that we are caring for all, that we're listening, we're respecting, and that you deserve better outcomes.
Absolutely. I think that is a really inspiring message and something that I can imagine resonates a ton with your communities that you're serving. Now, I wanted to pull the curtain back just a little bit on the process for developing this campaign. What went into the messaging and vision for it?
Sure. As we started thinking about, like I said, we sort of took a longer view over the last couple of years during COVID to accelerate our brand journey. And so we thought about, you know, over that 3-year period, what is sustained sort of brand engagement look like? And we came up with this kind of 3-part campaign. And this most recent piece, Care for All, really was born out of this idea that there's a new heightened awareness around the health inequity in society, some of the schisms that COVID's revealed, and this idea that everybody deserves great care. And so as we thought about how to put that in a campaign, we reached out, you know, we have a bunch of agencies where we work with, but we reached out to a new agency actually in Chicago called Flowers Creative Group. And they sort of specialize in multicultural campaigns. And that's what they do for a living. And we wanted to partner with them and make sure we understood, their insights, to how to market this message, Care for All, how to communicate it, how to be sensitive to it, how to portray it. And they were a great partner. They did an extraordinary job in helping us make sure that the campaign was authentic to, you know, the images, the narration, the voiceover, the representations were authentic to what we're trying to do and what we do every day in serving all. And so having them as a partner was really, really helpful from ideation to shooting the commercial. And it was a really, really just a wonderful process. And the spots themselves, they're some of the most beautiful I've ever seen. And the feedback we've gotten has been just overwhelmingly positive. And this coming on the heels of 2 award-winning campaigns, like I said, the sort of 3-part trilogy, particularly our first one with Kelly Lang's song, I'm Not Going Anywhere, which really sort of broke through nationally. And this campaign is having that same type of impact.
That's truly amazing to hear. And I love the impact that it's able to have in really people being able to feel that they're part of the family and part of the community that Ascension is serving. Now, when you think about putting together these campaigns, especially on the national level, what does it take to do that? What do health system executives need to know as they're thinking about building campaigns on a large scale, multimedia campaigns? How can they be effective?
Yeah, it's also a great question. And I think that it starts with authenticity. And to me, that starts with you have to, you know, a brand is a promise, a great brand is a promise kept. As a communicator, you know, you have to make sure that as you make a representation, whether it's in a brand campaign or any form of marketing, that you're living into that every day, that you're already living that. And that's the authenticity part. And I think consumers and patients, they understand when there's a disconnect between what you're saying and what you're doing. So as we thought about this campaign, we really are living into this idea, our caregivers who are extraordinary, that that everybody deserves access to care. Everybody deserves great outcomes. Everybody deserves to be listened to and respected, body, mind, and spirit. And so we felt like we were just amplifying what we're doing already. You know, I like to joke that my job is chief storyteller, right? Like I tell the amazing stories, me and my team tell the amazing stories of our caregivers and patients, but those are real authentic stories that are in the DNA of who we are as a Catholic ministry. You know, we have a capital M mission, and it calls us to serve all people, and it calls us to advocate for a compassionate, just society. And so for us to have a brand campaign, it needs to resonate with that calling, with that mission, and this does. And that's why it works, and it works across all those channels because it's true to who we are. And I think as any marketer knows, it's really important as you think about, you know, creating a brand campaign or a marketing campaign that you're already living into the promise of that brand, because if you're not, consumers and patients will find it out quickly and they'll hold it against you.
Absolutely. Nick, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a really inspiring discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.